procedural details. The process of meditation starts with the withdrawal of the mind from its preoccupation with the affairs of the world. The meditator must then ensure that all external factors are conducive for the plunge into the inner self. Before starting the practice of meditation, one must try and eliminate all that could possibly disturb the mind. The disturbances spring from the environment, physical body, from breathing, mind, intellect, and even the time chosen for the practice. These impediments must be eliminated to create the best atmosphere for meditation. The first impediment is the external disturbance arising from the environment. Hence, you must choose a quiet, peaceful place for practicing meditation. If it is difficult to find a peaceful place, you may choose a peaceful time of the day. The early hours of morning, the sattvic time, is distinctly silent and peaceful even in an otherwise noisy environment. The next preparatory step in meditation is to attend to the disturbance caused by the physical body. To avoid any such disturbance, you need to sit cross-legged in the appropriate physical posture. Use a thin, flat cushion, not too soft or too hard. The recommended posture is to sit on your hams with legs folded to form a maximum base. Keep your vertebral column erect with a slight forward bend at the pelvic region. Your arms resting in front with fingers interlaced. In this posture, the physical body remains in maximum equilibrium, with its center of gravity falling at the center of the base. You may take time to get accustomed to the posture. If, however, you are unable to adjust your body to the posture due to some physical defect or other reason, you may sit on a chair or other comfortable position that suits you. Keep your eyes gently closed, looking nowhere in particular, as in sleep. Having positioned in the meditative posture, your limbs may still be stiff, your muscles tense. That again could disturb your mental concentration, as they may relax on their own during meditation. To avoid this, you should release the tension in the muscles by mentally inspecting the parts of the body from head to foot. That would relieve all stiffness and relax the body. Needless to mention, the relaxation of the physical body will not be effective unless your body has been kept in perfect fitness prior to meditation. That would require regular physical exercises, asanas, practice of yogic postures and pranayama, breath control. Pranayama tunes up your breathing. Proper controlled breathing is conducive to mental equanimity. When your breathing is properly regulated, it is easier to keep the mind peaceful. Conversely, when your breathing is hard, especially after a long run, it will be difficult for the mind to remain calm and composed. Pranayama is a simple technique of breathing practiced as follows. With the little and ring fingers of your right palm extended and the other two folded. Press the thumb against your right nostril and inhale slowly through your left. When you have inhaled fully, close the left nostril with the two smaller fingers. With both nostrils closed, hold your breath. After holding the breath for a while, keep the left nostril closed and exhale slowly through the right. After exhalation is complete, keep the air out with both nostrils open. These four steps form the first half of pranayama: inhaling, holding the breath inside, exhaling, and keeping the breath outside. For the second half of pranayama, follow the same procedure in the reverse direction using your left palm. With the fingers of your left palm arranged in a similar manner, press the left thumb against your left nostril and inhale through your right. After inhaling fully, close your right nostril with your two smaller fingers. With both nostrils closed, hold your breath. After holding the breath for a while, keep the right nostril closed and exhale slowly through the left. After exhalation is complete, keep the air out with both nostrils open. With this, the second half is complete. Thus, one round of pranayama consists of 8 steps. Pranayama is merely an exercise for the lungs, with no spiritual connotation. It is a false logic to claim that control of breath can control the mind. The gross cannot control the subtle. The truth is just the opposite. Control your mind, your prana, breath will be controlled. Now, reverting to the seat of meditation, with effective relaxation of the muscles and a little pranayama, your body and prana, breath, are set for meditation. The next source of disturbance is the mind itself. Some thoughts may linger and disturb your mind. Let your intellect examine the mind and keep it vacant of thoughts. If, however, they enter the mind, gently dismiss them. When the mind is relatively free of thoughts, start the japa, the chant of the chosen mantra, word, symbol. Your mind does the chanting. Your intellect observes, witnesses the chant, and maintains the focus on the mantra to the exclusion of all other thought. The most conducive time for the practice of meditation is Brahma Murta, between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. If that be inconvenient, choose a time as close to it as possible or any other time suitable to you. Sit in the recommended meditative posture in the selected place. Repeat the mantra mentally without causing any movement of your limbs, throat, mouth, or tongue. During the chant, the mind would stray away from the mantra, and your intellect may not be aware of the mind's digression. For the intellect to effectively hold the mind's concentration on the mantra, you may use a japa mala, rosary, for the chant. The technique of telling the beads with a rosary is common to most religions. The japa mala has beads strung together in a single cord with a little space between the beads to facilitate its movement. One of the beads is designed to protrude from the rest. The protruding bead is known as Meru. In meditation, you suspend the mala rosary from the ring and little fingers held together. Hold a bead with the tips of the middle finger and thumb. Let your index finger stick out of the rest. With the mala position thus, rest your palm on the calf muscle on the same side of the body and the other palm on the other thigh. With each chant of the mantra, turn a bead with your middle finger in the clockwise direction, that is, towards your body. Let the chanting synchronize with the rotation of the beads. Proceeding thus, you will reach the Meru. At that point, turn the mala in the opposite direction without disturbing your posture or opening your eyes, and continue the chant with the rotation of the beads. The moment your mind wanders away from the chant, the rotation of the beads stops. You then feel a jerk. That alerts the intellect to put the mind back into meditation. In the initial stage of meditation, you may choose to chant aloud. Even keep your eyes open. As you advance in the practice of meditation, you would feel more comfortable to chant mentally with eyes closed. You practice meditation every morning after adequately preparing the mind. Continue the chant until you bring it to mental whispers. Allow the chant to die away in silence. The silence does not remain for long. Thoughts would prop up and disturb the silence. That indicates that you have done enough for the day. Following this procedure daily, try to elongate the period of silence. You then delve deeper into it. Ultimately, in the depth of that silence, the Supreme Self reveals itself.